For almost a decade, Doug Hamilton has been putting on sheep shearing demonstrations.
I thought it was kind of silly the first time they asked me, because when I grew up, everybody had something to do with sheep. But I soon realized that not a lot of people seen that anymore.
And Doug, what do you do?
I guess I'd say I'm a professional sheep shearer, but it's been my profession most of my life since I was 16. So now I'm 66, so I guess I've been shearing sheep for 50 years.
What brought you to it?
Well, necessity. We had a small band of sheep. We couldn't get anybody to shear them, so my dad and I, we set in to do it. And I got to liking the sheep shearing, and especially the money aspect of it. And so I did that most of my adult life. And then, probably the time shortly after my wife and I were married, I bought a sheep shearing crew from her plant, we call it then, from my dad, and we traveled from here to Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, all over shearing sheep about 6 months out of the year. And we farmed and spent our sheep shearing money in the meantime.
Hamilton, who lives in Cedar Edge, says business is slower than it used to be.
Now all I do is shear the small farm flocks, and there's not very many left. I probably shear 90% of the small bunches in four county area. But you need to excuse me right now. I'm going to have to finish those last three sheep.
Ralph Catherine of Montrose says he was impressed by the demonstration.
I thought the man was an expert. No blood on the sheep. And the fleece came off in a pretty much one piece, except the dirty wool that he told us was thrown away anyway.
Catherine brought his granddaughter Hattie to see the shearing.
What did you think of the demonstration?
It was cool.
Why?
I don't know, because I like sheep.
Makes you walk funny.
Hamilton says he's uncertain about the future of small-scale shearing operations like his.
We're seeing a change in the industry. We're seeing more sheep probably in the Midwest, in the East, and you're seeing fewer and fewer sheep in the mountain states. And especially Arizona and New Mexico, they don't hardly have any sheep anymore. They used to have thousands. The sheep industry probably is going to go to more your hair sheep that don't need to be shorn, and more people going to goats.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.